Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast. Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on! Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
It's Pat and JT on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Or you can text us at 402-403-9478. A lot of people are kind of dragging ass around the office today. You think everybody's up watching the eclipse last night?
I don't know. I think between that and Hill Varsity Club opening up, I think... A lot of people are kind of... I've still got to be careful because I'm still not... Don't trust myself 100%.
Well, if you have to open mouth, cough, or sneeze, whatever it is you do to get through your coughing fits, just do it. We'll go camera off still if you need to.
We'll see what happens.
The eclipse was pretty sweet, though, last night.
I can still talk about both subjects right now, talking about that, too. Because at night is, obviously, it doesn't matter. It's tougher at night when you got congestion or cold or anything like that. But anyway, so I'm sleeping in the stupid chair so I can sit up so it doesn't... keep me awake like grandpa.
Yeah, I bet that was a sight.
But about every 2 hours I wake up. But I didn't wake up at 11:11, but Jack woke me up so that I could go see the eclipse.
That's nice of him. He didn't want you to miss it. I don't know how often a full lunar eclipse happens here, but it was pretty sweet.
It was really
no clouds.
Cool.
It was right at the end of our cul-de-sac. Yeah. There was nothing blocking it. And there's nothing making you I felt like a total idiot. Just Beth and I in the middle of the street, no one else around, just staring at the moon. Like, it doesn't, if it did something like, oh, wow, did you see that? That was awesome. But
you could see it in the picture.
Yeah.
Just as easily.
Yeah.
I could see it. Yeah, I could see it from the back deck. I was just like, okay, that's cool.
It was cool.
I'm going back to bed.
Yeah.
There's not much more I can do, but it was neat. And the pictures were way better than what I saw in person.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way. People took some amazing pictures.
Right. Agreed.
So that was really cool. Speaking of which, did you see those pictures somebody took? There's some pictures floating around from Mars, and I don't know if they're from a long time ago. Do we have like a little vehicle up there or something?
Oh my God! Yeah, 2018 just faxed you and said, "Yeah, what are you been paying attention to?
Taking pictures?
It landed.
Has that opening
in the
side of the mountain that it looks.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It looks built.
Yeah,
it's like a doorway. Yes,
that's like angly
with. Square
what?
Core. Yes.
No way.
I'll show it to you. I'm just going to
throw sure it.
Did anybody else see
picture?
That?
Are you sure it's a legit picture? Unless it's on NASA. Whatever.
It is on.
It is there?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
But there's nothing there for perspective as far as size.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to really tell.
Yeah, I don't know when that our little whatever went up there, but it landed and everybody cheered and it's been roving around for a minute. I think it's been a couple of years, like maybe three years or something like that.
Mars rover. Found a doorway. There it is. That's the first picture that comes up. I put in Mars rover, and the first thing that NASA's rover found, alien doorway on Mars. There we go.
That's pretty awesome.
Curiosity. That's the name of it.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds familiar.
I remember that now. I think since for about 20 years.
Yeah.
I just never pay attention to the pictures until there's a chance there's aliens.
Isn't there like a big telescope floating around, like the Hubble telescope? You mean the Hubble?
Oh, until you take a picture of something that's like an alien, I'm not interested.
Yeah, well, now they did.
Now they did, so I'm paying attention.
Piqued your interest.
Now you got my attention, so don't mess it up. So anyway, I saw that picture just this weekend. It says, NASA picture of Mars doorway spawns theories. Yeah, this is and live science. Doorway seen on Mars. Here's how it really formed. Okay, like you know.
Right, like how would they know? We didn't even know that there was wind on Mars until we landed somebody, one of our trucks up there 10 years ago or whatever that thing is.
So some scientists say, oh, it's just natural erosion. I am sorry, but this is a door.
It's not natural erosion. I actually, I was on TikTok and one of the videos was talking, a scientist or whatever, speaking at a university and one of the kids in the auditorium asked about not divine intervention. Anyway, creation versus whatever. And he's like, well, I know that you can tell that there are creators behind specific designed things. And there are no right angles in nature. There are no certain things that we know are manufactured by people that don't occur in nature. And that exactly was one of the things that he was talking about. Right angles, corners, doors don't occur naturally in nature. So to say it's natural erosion.
Nah, I'm not going to fall for it. That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. They give you religion and then they give you science to debunk religion, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I see how you're messing with us. But anyway, it's kind of interesting. All right. So what else happened this weekend? Anything that was exciting
Planted.
Seriously, did you get a chance? I mean, you were out at Hail Varsity Club.
It was really good. Yeah, it was very good. We were there Wednesday night, the friends and family night, whatever, where it's like you expect delays because everybody's learning the new systems. And they had a system go down that took the orders from the people to the kitchen, like the toast or whatever, completely went down 20 minutes before everybody showed up.
Of course.
So they got through that fine. The food was awesome.
Fantastic. Doesn't surprise me.
It was really, really good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, honestly,
I ripped a bush out this weekend, by the
way.
What? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think I saw a ghost in my neighborhood.
Okay.
It'll tie into the bush. So we have at the beginning, our driveway, and then we have our little sidewalk dealy, and there was this big round bush at the corner. And it was really super cool, but for some reason, it didn't bounce back through the winter. I don't know how old it was, but it was like half-assed brown, whatever. So Beth's like, well, let's tear it up. I'm like, well, let's strap this thing onto the front of your Jeep, and I'll get it out of here. It's like, I don't know. That might be overkill a little bit. I'm like, so if I had fought through and something bad had happened, I didn't want any responsibility for that. So I'm like, okay, I'll dig out a root ball, whatever. So I did. I ended up doing it, and it wasn't as difficult as I thought because the roots must have been dead.
Cut the top off first?
I did. Yes.
Very good.
I did. But then, so I'm in the middle, and I don't quite have the whole root ball out yet. Mm. And this guy, I have never seen this dude before in our neighborhood. And his name was Jan, mm-hmm. and he was an older guy, mm-hmm. Had a cane walking. And he walked into our driveway, and he was explaining to us, he wanted to see how big my root ball was, because he had a bush like that in his driveway, whatever, a number of years ago.
Hey, big boy.
Right. Can I see your root ball? So he told this whole story about how he lived down the street, right, you know, like three or four houses down on a street where we can see the front of his, where his house would be. And I've never seen this guy. Beth has never seen him. Sophia has never seen him. And he came into our driveway, talked about the root ball, mm-hmm. and that was it. And he's like, well, you guys have a nice day. And then he back down that street towards his house.
How long did he say he's lived there?
It's been like when he was one of the first houses there. Like he's been there a long time.
And I'm taking you've already been on the assessor's site.
I have not.
That's next. Just to see if his name's still in the house.
I never think about that stuff. I think only girls think about that creepy stuff. Yeah, I would.
No, I've got a neighbor that's two doors down I've never seen. I mean, I'm on a cul-de-sac, for God's sake.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess it's doable. Has anybody done a well check on? Is it a lady?
It's a guy. A lot of cars coming and going.
Drug dealer.
I don't.
Guaranteed drug. Judging. Drug dealers don't do yard work. They don't hang out. They don't go on walks. Guaranteed it's a drug dealer.
Mowing.
It's a dope dealer, dude. You have a total dope dealer on your cul-de-sac. You even know.
I have no idea. Nobody. I don't even know that anybody else has ever talked to him. I mean, other people the same way.
But they know that his name because you looked on the assessor, apparently.
Yeah, that hasn't changed. She was there way before I was.
Okay. I'll have Beth look up and see if Jan, whatever, and I don't know
if
he's
not
married.
A real common name, but.
For a guy, especially.
Because there's other, like Jan Dean. There was other Jans.
There's other Jans, but I don't know of any other Jan guy Jans.
Well, yeah. Hold on. There are.
Well,
because
thanks.
Because I can look. You can just type in famous Jan and see what comes up. The most famous Jan in the world. Really? So, yeah, there's a whole bunch of names. Oh, there's soccer players. They're all guys. Oh, there's TikToker. Yeah, famous people named Jan. Jim Michael Vincent.
That's a boy?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Look that one up. You might recognize him.
Okay.
But there are some famous Jans.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some other ones too that are guys. A lot of guys.
Interesting.
Oddly. Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, so I don't know if he's a ghost or not, but it was just really weird that Jan emerges to talk about my root ball, and then he waddles back down to his house.
I honestly hope it's a ghost.
I kind of do, too, because I want some to spice up the neighborhood a little bit. It's such a perfect little area. I want there to be like a ghost thingy.
To get back to talking about our Hail Varsity Club grand opening week that's going on, and we do have a special guest coming up. First, though, we do want to thank Centris Federal Credit Union for being our partner, our sponsor. Our captive audience for the rest of 2022.
and also helping us come up with ideas to save money. Sometimes it's difficult to think outside the box on things. Mm-hmm. It's always like, you know, you always default to, well, we've talked about the canceling subscriptions and all that kind of stuff, but they have ideas on their blog beyond that.
Yeah, they do. And there's more than a handful of them here. And some of them you've probably thought of, but some of them are like, you know, you think you have it taken care of, but you might want to go back and double check. One of them being, if you've changed employment, think about this. If you have a 401k, be sure to double check what that, if there's a matching program, to at least be contributing that much, right? Because that's going to double your money. And everything you put into a 401k, which I find fascinating, I've always loved the math part of this, is that because it goes in before taxes, mm-hmm. and you really don't feel it because it goes in before taxes.
It is weird.
And it changes the amount of taxes that you pay also, because that's less income. And it goes in there first, you know, and I know it's a lot of math to think about, but it really is a really good deal. But first and foremost, if you do have a matching program,
at least get the free money.
Get the free money.
For God's sake. Right. And you can find that blog on their website. It's website?
What?
It's website.com.
Hey, no, Grandpa. It's
centrisfcu.org. Or you can call them 402-334-7000.
All right. Let's get back to the grand opening at Hale Varsity Club.
Okay.
Because we do have a guest.
Yeah, we do have a guest.
And Kaylin's sitting in the... in the green room? I don't know what to call it right now.
It's the back room. Kaylin saw us. Hi, Kaylin.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing great. Thank you so much for jumping on with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Do you think Jan was a ghost?
Yeah, I do.
For sure. Guaranteed he's a ghost.
if it can be, it will be Pat's.
Right?
There we go. Exactly. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's great. So tell us about how you got hooked up with Hale Varsity Club. Tell us about your background. Tell us about all this good stuff, because I definitely got a lot of information coming from you and excited on this grand opening week.
Yeah, I'm so excited. So I'm pretty sure they reached out to me somehow. I don't know if they just looked up artists in Omaha and found me, and I was like, yeah, I would love to come. It looks amazing. And yeah, I've been doing music for the past 6 years. So I graduated from high school in 2016 and just decided to just go for this. And so I've been doing it ever since.
Good for you. That's awesome. We were my wife was on Facebook, I think last week, when they made the announcement that you were going to be out there. And she's like, oh, she hadn't heard of you. And so she looked and she goes, oh, her two quotes. She's super cute, is what my wife said. And the next one, she found your music on iTunes. She goes, she's really good. So So you have a new fan.
Thank you. That's awesome.
That's really cool. I was just looking through and to get the list correct of some of the people that you've shared stages with. This is a really cool list, because these are really good, like, traditional country music for if you're a country fan. Jody Messina is one of my favorite female artists, without a doubt. Little Texas, Tracy Byrd, Jameson Rogers. I mean, you can go on Little Texas in particular. Lainey Wilson. What's it like getting to get on stage with some of these people that I'm sure you grew up listening to?
Yeah, it's very surreal. Like, I'll just be backstage before we go on, and I'm like, how am I even here right now? Like, I don't know how this happened, but this is so cool. And yeah, it's really amazing. Just like, especially, like, growing up listening to some of these artists and just seeing how far I've come, even in the last 6 years, is just really amazing.
Tell about how it all got started.
So I've been singing my whole life. And then when I was a senior in high school, I was deciding, I was like, college, music, I don't really know. And so I went to Nashville for the first time, and I attended this, like, performance boot camp. I had heard about, his name's Tom Jackson, he's a live music producer, and I had heard about him growing up a little bit through my mentor. And he was like, you got to go see Tom Jackson. And I'm just like, we're like, who the heck is that? You know? And so we found he was going to have a camp out there in 2015. And so I was like, well, let's just go. Let's just, like, figure it out. And there were maybe like 80 artists that attended this. And there was a showcase, and I ended up being one of the artists in the showcase. There were 11 of us. And that was just so amazing to get feedback, because I just really wanted to hear from professionals if I have what it takes. Because, you know, your family can tell you you're good all day, but right. Like, does that really matter?
Right.
So I I straight up asked this guy, Tom Jackson, I was like, if I do this, like, do you think that I have what it takes? And he was like, if you put in the work, you can do this. And so when I got back, I was like, okay, well, I have affirmation to do this. And so I was like, okay, we'll just, we'll put in the work and see what happens. And over the last 6 years, like, we were reaching out to so many venues at first. Like, I would take anything. I'm like, I just want to play. Like, let's just like figure this out. And as we started kind of reaching out, then we noticed that venues were reaching out to us, and so that's always a really great feeling.
So now, if you if Tom Jackson, is that what his name was? If he had said at that point, because I hear this in the music industry all the time, actors, actors, whatever, that the people tell them all the time they don't have what it takes. So if he had said to you, listen, I think maybe you need to look another route, whatever, do you have it inside you? Like, no, screw you, Tom Jackson. I'm going to go here. I'm going to keep going, you know, because sometimes people do that and it's like just their opinion, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. And you know what? I don't, honestly, I might have just still done it anyways, even if they hadn't said that if they had said the opposite, I might have just been like, you know what?
Screw you,
like,
Tom Jackson.
Right? Okay, maybe not those words.
Okay, well, whatever. A little softer. More to brand with you, but
right. Not the pad delivery.
Right.
So, so what have been some of the biggest moments so far for you?
Gosh, I think the opening acts for sure. I think the farthest that I've traveled for a show is Charleston, South Carolina. And I played for this private event. It's called HFMA, Healthcare Financial Management Association. And I had some friends who were like a part of that, and they're like, you should come play. And so I think traveling and like getting to play in new cities and experience new cities is also one of my favorite parts of this whole thing. Mm-hmm. So I would say that. And then just like the Lainey Wilson show was incredible. So that was so awesome.
That is so cool. Congratulations on all the success. I mean, seriously, and much more of it. What's coming up this summer for you?
So this summer we are playing. So my band and I, we're going to play at Comstock Windmill Festival.
Wait, it's back. Yeah. Is it back?
Yeah. Have you heard of it?
Oh, she's got stories.
Oh.
Okay. There's OG Comstock, which was like in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was like a group of us, probably six girls, I think. And we had my mom and dad's old Winnebago. And we drove out to that every year.
Really?
And it was like we started off, one girl camped in the back of her pickup bed. And then the next year we all came and we brought the RV. And then we expanded to like a group. We had like a wagon train, basically. There was like six campers circled, and we had a big fire pit in the middle, and we would stay there for the whole week. But then it eventually, sadly, it went away, and we always pre-bought our spots, so we'd have the same spots every year.
Yeah.
Oh my God, so much fun. That was just the best. Awesome.
You got to kick it back up again now that it's back.
I don't know if I could still do it.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, it was...
Good point.
I came home with fake tattoos on me and
sticker burst still in your hair. Yeah, you were a disaster.
It was. I remember the first year that they had the shower trucks came out, because they only had the really ice cold showers in, like, they were like a state park type style bathrooms, right? So it was just cinder block and ice cold water, and you'd pull the chain to get water, and it's just like, you knew the minute you pulled the chain, this is gonna suck because it's gonna be cold. You're like, you pull it and it's like, oh my God. And then one year they bring in these semis called Rubber Ducky, and they were all these semis were converted with showers with hot water, and it was
heaven.
Hell yeah, I'll pay $15 to take a shower.
Right?
But so much fun. So you're gonna be at Comstock.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's my first time. So I've never even experienced Comstock. So yeah.
I am so excited for you.
Too bad. I would try that shower.
Right? Oh my God. God, it was, I mean, of all the years we went, I think one year there was a storm out there, of all the years. They always had good weather. But we followed Clay Walker's bus as we were driving in, and then the storms rolled in and they turned around and they had to leave because it was out in the middle of an alfalfa field.
Yeah.
And so they had to go. And so they had to get out before the storms came.
Yeah.
But it was fantastic. That's awesome. Good for you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thompson Square is they're headlining the night. And so we'll be the first band. So there's two other bands.
That's awesome.
And then Thompson Square. So
Super cool. Oh my God. And then yeah. you're at Hale Varsity Club.
This Friday.
Okay.
But hopefully I'd love to go back. So.
There will be more.
Yes, there will be more. Definitely more.
That will be fantastic. Because I'm looking forward to some both inside and outside activities.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
we have the space for it and it'll set up for a really nice venue.
Yeah.
To be able to do outdoor entertainment too.
Yeah, the patios. And you're going to be playing on the patio. It's huge. It's great.
Perfect.
Yeah. There we go. Very good. Well, Kaylin, thank you so much for jumping on with us this morning, getting a chance to get to know you a little bit better. And look forward to talking to you this weekend.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God.
We'll put a link in our description of the mm-hmm. podcast, too, for Hale Varsity Club and more information on her show coming up Friday the 20th, right?
Yes.
Okay, the 20th.
Yeah. So 16, 17, 18, 19, yeah, that's 20. Okay, it's 20. It's the 20th. Yep. That's right. So we'll have that, not only that, and all the links to find more information about Kaylin.
Yep, that's right. So thank you guys for listening to our podcast. You can subscribe. We'd appreciate it if you did. And follow us on social media. It's Pat and JT.
Podcast, a Huda Media production.